Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Mem, here in the Yerushalmi, and in today's shiur, are again sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, as we get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had made two comments, as we have the last Amud, just heads up, the last Amud about Peah, and then we get into Leket. Then we get into the next section of the Masechta about Leket. But the Mishnah had said, two daf ago, what happens if non-Jews are involved in Hafrasha. So the Mishnah had said, Alam al-Chesam and Aleph, Haleket v'ashicha v'apeya shel nachri chai b'meiser. Let's say a non-Jew owns a field in Eretz Yisrael, and he gives Leket shicha v'apeya, it's chai b'meiser. Means it's not Leket shicha v'apeya, because as we know, Leket shicha v'apeya is pater for meiser. So it's chai b'meiser. That means he does not have the authority, he doesn't have the ability to be able to give the leket, and therefore, and make a leket, and their chayv meiser means, if a Jew, obviously if a guy has it, he's not giving meiser, but if a Jew does the meruach, after this point, so then, he will still be chayv, because here the nachri was not mafkerit, so his leket shekhan peyah is not considered hefker. That's how the Mishnah ends off, L-A-M-K and hefker. If he was mafkerit, so then, it would be pater from meiser. So the Mishnah said two things back on Daf Lamed Ches. Number one, the leket shekhan peyah of a guy is not effective, but his hefker would be effective. So now the Gemara is going to discuss those two points. And to bring up a Machlokas Tanoim that comes up mainly in Maseches Gittin, we're not going to spend so much time on it except to talk about the general issue, but again, it's a very big topic that's discussed in the fourth parak of Maseches Gittin. Says the Gemara, two statements in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Different later Amoraim said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Chizkiyah, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Keman to Amar, who is the Mishnah like? The Mishnah that says what? The Mishnah had two lines. So each opinion is going to be Medayik from a different line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to say, the first opinion is going to be Medayik from the second din. The second din of the Mishnah said that if a guy is mafkir, then it would be effective. So, Keman, who is that like to Amar Yesh Kinyan Lagoy Be'eretz Yisrael, the Potim and Amaisus? But the fact that a goy has the power to be Mafker, it must be he owns the land. And therefore, Yesh Kinyan Lagoy, the goy, a non-Jew, has a halachic kinyan in Eretz Yisrael to affect its status regarding Kedusha, Lepotim and Amaisus, and therefore he can be Mafker it. Everybody agrees that to the first din, according to his opinion, everybody agrees to the first din of the Mishnah, that a goy has effect for leket shekhan cannot have effect leket shekhan peyah, it's still chayv and maestros, either daraisa or drabanan, but the first opinion, Reb Chizkiya, is being a daik, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, from the second in, that if it's mafkir pater, it must be yesh kinyan. Baram kamando amar, ein kinyan l'goy b'eretz Yisrael apotur mena maestros, because if you hold the other day, if you hold ein kinyan, the goy's kinyan is not effective at all, afilu afkir chayv, then even if it was mafkir, it should be chayv, because his kinyan, it shouldn't be a haf and therefore he shouldn't be able to be mafkerit, and therefore there should be a chiyuv of maisrus even if he was mafkerit. That's the first opinion. Reb Chizki in the name of Reb Yochanan. Reb Yosi b'shem Reb Yochanan. Reb Yosi in the name of Reb Yochanan. Come on to Amar ein kinyan l'goy b'eretz Yisrael apotur mena maisrus. The exact opposite. The exact opposite. He says that a goy does not have. It's like the opinion that a goy does not have the power. Why he's being medayik from the first din that the. He cannot create leket shekhan peyah. Still, if he's mafkirit, it's going to be pater. Because everybody agrees, and we'll get back to this, everybody agrees, according to this opinion, that a goy can own the land dinimominus-wise. The question is, will that affect the kedusha? Again, this is a big sugya relating to the Shemitah and other mitzvahs, Trumas and Maestros and mitzvahs Elias Baritz, but Shemitah brought it to the fore. But again, this second opinion is saying, Rabbi Yossi, and then Rabbi Yochanan says, no, really, everybody agrees that a guy can own it in a monetary law, in a monetary way. The question is, does it affect, is it mashpi on the Kedusha? And our Mishnah must be like the opinion that ain't Kenyan. He cannot. And that is why the first din of the Mishnah says that his leket shekhan peyah is not effective. But Brahm Lukmanda Amar Yesh Kinyan Lagoy Bertel Podrina Maestros, because according to the opinion that a goy's kinyan should have an effect, so then Kali Kilu Chachamim Bilikutin, as the Pnei Moshe explains this line that Medina, if you hold Yesh Kinyan, that a non-Jew's field should be pater totally. V'yemkein Medina sade denachri havei upturim in a maestris. V'hash afil lo hifker pturim in a maestris. And now, even if he wasn't mafkir, it should be pater from maestris. T'kol kalu v'chulu. U'mehechi tesi, what's the havamina, asked the Mahara, the Pnei Moshe. Mechadez l'chayev lecha shevapeya shol nachri v'maestris. Right? What's the, we should say, in the first din, that it's pater from maestris as well. Right? Because yesh kinyan l'goy l'chayev Afkia lepotro mina maestris. Okay, so two statements that b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Interesting, the Gemara in Gittin does not discuss this there, this Mishnah, and in depth, but the Rishalmi here does bring it up. Rabbi Lezer, we'll talk about Muchzakis and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in a minute, but let's first continue the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer asked a question on one of these versions of Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara is going to say give both suggestions. That's his question. A guy cannot have a monetary stake and kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. So who is that question on? Lo al hadad is amaris. It's not going on the second version of Rabbi Yochanan. Ela al hada. It's going on the first version. Remember, the first version said that there's a basic yishkin and kin in the machlokas is mamish, whether a goy could own it even dini mamadis wise. It could be that the fact that this is the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a non-Jew, and it's for the chosen people, a non-Jew cannot even halachically own it. So if that's the case, so Rabbi Elazar says, but how is that possible? Monetary law, dini mamadis, why shouldn't they be able to own it? And we're just going to quote the shittas again. Ela halada, it's the question on the first one. Rabbi Chizki, Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'shem, Rabbi Yochanan, command to amar yishkin in l'goy b'eretz Yisrael, l'poz reman amay. He said the Mishnah is holding like that opinion. Baram Kaman to Amar Ein Kinyan Lagoy Beret Yisrael Apotzer Mena Maestris. But according to the opinion that says a goy's Kinyan is not effective, Alei Rebbe Lazar Shaul on that opinion. Rebbe Lazar asks, Ve'en lo Kinyan Achasim. He doesn't have a Kinyan Achasim, right? Why should that be? Right? Look in the Mahara Folda. Bitmiya Vechi Ein Hagoy Kone Metaltel in Beret Yisrael. A goy can own movable property in Eretz Yisrael. Nehi Dekarko Lokana. A fine, even, you want to say karka? But here we're talking about tfua. Haperos, vegam tfua, masha cuts arkana, right when he cuts it. Velamalo yuchalaf kiran. Why shouldn't he be able to be mafker at hefker gamur? Vipater melekat v'shichacha. Right, why shouldn't that be true? So fine, they can't own once it's still attached, but once it's detached, he for sure could own it. So therefore, what would be, why would you say that approach, the first approach of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chizki, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And then we have the other opinion. Maybe the question of Rabbi Lazar is on the second opinion. Rabbi Chanina, b'shem Rabbi Pinchas, af, the Gra changes it, tinyasa, al de Rabbi Yossi Makshi. Maybe he's asking on the second approach. De Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, command amar, ein kinyan l'goy b'eretz Yisrael. L'pot d'rimen amaisras, b'ram command amar, yesh kinyan l'goy b'eretz Yisrael, l'pot d'rimen amaisras. Just the same exact quote again. And alay, Rabbi Lazar shol, vein lo kinyan achasim. And on that opinion, that's the question. How do you understand this question? So we can look at the explanation of Rav Chaim Kanievsky here, that everybody holds that he's kone in a dini mamonis way. So the chiyuv of maestris should at maximum be derabanan. So why would the Mishnah say chayiv? Read it, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. V'kashule, v'chi ein lo kinyan nechasim l'goy lech operos. What, he can't have property to eat fruit? Hilkach afilu isvirale de'ein kinyan. Shein karka nechletes lo'olamis. Even if you want to say the land cannot be his forever, tsarach shi'efkia miyad maiser. Da kinyan nechasim islay. Everybody has to agree. Right, so again, Rabbi Lazar said, everybody agrees he has a kinyan nechasim. And the question is, you got to work it out, is the question on the first version of Rabbi Yochanan or the second version of Rabbi Yochanan? Talk a little bit about the kinyan right, a goy cannot have the kinyan. Why? Because of the kedusha that's involved. So we know the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was created by Yehoshua and then created by Ezra again. And we discussed in the past, just to remember, one or two of these shitos based on the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Rambam says in Perek Vav Halacha Tezayin, Lama Ani Omer. You're kind of picking it up in the middle of the discussion. But the Rambam says, why do I say that regarding the Mikdash and the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, kedusha Rishona Kidshala Selavo, from the time that Yeshua ben Nun and David and Shlomo set built the Beis HaMikdash, that kedusha lasts forever. Upe kedusha shara Eretz Yisrael linyan shviyas u'maisras v'chayotze behen lo kidshala laselavo. And why do I say regarding the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha is not forever? It was batel at some point. Lefi, and this relates to Yesh Kinyan Ein Kinyan, because the Goyim threw us out. So, says the Rambam, why was that effective? Lefi Shekedusha, so I make this for Yerushalayim, Bibnei Ashchina, Veshchina Eina Betela. Because the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is because the Kodesh Baruch rested his presence there. So once he did, that can never be Batel. Vahari Yomer, Vahashimosi is Mikdashachem, Vyamr Chachamim, Afabisha Shomimin, Bikdushasin Eimomdin. Right, the Chachamim say, the Pasuk, I will make desolate your Mikdash, and it's still called the Mikdash, even in a state of desolation. By the way, the Pasuk is also used in Maseches Megillah to talk about the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Right, there's parallels between the two. Aval Chiyav Haaretz V'Shvias V'Maisos, but the Chiyav in Eretz Yisrael of Shvias and Shumas and Maisos Einu Elam Ibnehishu Kibush Rabim. That's not based on the Shechina, that's based on the fact that we conquered. V'Kivach Anilkacha Haaretz Midehem, but the Lakibush. And if it was based on conquering, then once it was unconquered, and it went to the hands of the conquerors, the other nations. So then the Kedusha was batel. V'niftar manatar mimaisras umishvias. Sharei eina min Eretz Yisrael. But then the Rambam adds his famous line, v'kivin shala Ezra v'kidsha, but once Ezra Sofer went up, lo kidsha v'kivin shala b'chazaka. Ezra, there was no battle there. They had permission to go build the Beis HaMikdash. They had permission, then it was stopped, then it was given back. But ultimately, they built the Beis HaMikdash with permission of the ruling nation. And therefore, that was not kibush. That was what the Rambam calls chazaka, settlement. Sheikh Zikuba. And settlement cannot be undone. That's the Rambam Shita. Kibush is undone by kibush, but a chazaka cannot be undone by kibush. Lafiga kol makam shechzika ba'oli bavel v'niskadish b'kedushas Ezra hashnia hu mekudash hayom. That's mekudash today. V'yafal pisha nilkach ares b'menu, and even though the land was taken by Goyim, still chayev b'shvias u'b'maisros al derech shev'yaron u'bilchas shuma. That's the Rambam in Beis HaBechira. And the Kesa Mishnah already is bothered. What's the difference between kibush and chazaka? Why should kibush be temporary and chazaka not be temporary? Says the Kesef Mishnah, quoting, he says, Maishna, he says, Eini yodea ma koach chazaka gadol mikoach kibush. What is the difference? Why is there a stronger reason to say that chazaka lasts than kibush? Why don't we say by chazaka too? Once it was taken from us, there's no more chazaka. There's no more settlement. It was undone. Visu, and then the Kesef Mishnah adds, Barishonis and Yiskatsha, Bekibush, Vechilo Hayasham Chazaka. There was also Chazaka the first time too. They conquered it and then they settled it. Otumi Adifa Chazaka below Kibush, Me Chazaka im Kibush, Vitzarech Li Iyun. So the Kesef Mishnah wonders about that Rambam. What exactly is the difference between Kibush and Chazaka? There are many answers given. Rav Soloveitchik himself gave a couple of answers to suggest. He said maybe, what was the Mekadesh each time? What was the Mekadesh each time? If you think about it, fascinating. Soloveitchik said that the first time the Kedusha went from without to within. It went from out. Yeshua started on the outside, went further in and further in. Ultimately, finally, the final step was Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. So that was going from out to in. But in Ezra, where'd they start? They started in the Beis HaMikdash. They started in Yerushalayim, and then it radiated out. And that's why we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I think, that in a certain sense, Eretz Yisrael has Kedushas Mikdash B'miksas, right? That's why that Mishnah in Kalim, Dafka mentions those halachos of Omer and Bikurim, because it's about Kedushas Mikdash B'miksas. But if it started with the Beis HaMikdash radiating out, so then just like the Beis HaMikdash is forever, so too Eretz Yisrael is forever, because the Kedusha starts from within to without. That's what the Rambam, that's what Chazaka means. That's what Chazaka means, even though it doesn't say that beferish, but that's how Rav Soloveitchik understood it. The Meshech Chachma, and with this we'll finish, and then we'll be able to continue the next Mishnah. The Meshech Chachma in Parshat B'Shalach has a totally different shot, different than everyone else. But the Parshat B'Shalach is that there's something stronger about Chazaka over Kibush, and that is why it lasts. But the Meshech Chachma said just the opposite. The bigger they are, the greater they fall. The Kedusha Rishona was more delicate. So that is why once it was Pagum, so then it falls even greater. But the second Beis HaMikdash, right, it was missing the five things, the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, at the end of the first parak, there was no Aron, there was no Kruvim, there was no Eish, there was no Urim V'tumim. So once that's, it wasn't Kadosh, so if it wasn't Kadosh as much, so that's why it didn't fall so much when it came down. And he compares that to a Gemara In Mesachas Bechoros, on Daf Mem Zayin, Levia Sheniv Eles Be'ilas Nus, Nostan Laban Amaiser Vochelas. A Levia, Bas Levi, that was Niv Eles, Lapasala, she could still eat Maiser Rishon. But a Kohenes, a Bas Kohen, who's a higher level of Kedusha, once she was Niv Eles, Havale Kazara, that she loses the whole Kedusha. Afilu Kedusha's Levio Pakamina, where she loses everything, because once you're a higher level of Kedusha, so then it would not last. L'chein Amru, says the, I'll read the Meshech Chachma. V'nim said, the Kibish Eretz Yisrael Chayadei Ha'aron, Kain Beis HaMikdash Chayadei Gilu Shechina, V'lachin Kichatu Yisrael Paka Kedushasan Lagamrei, V'ave Ki'ilu Lo Nechbeshu, Aval Bayi Sheini Shelo Haya Kibush Al Yedei Aron, Shelo Haya Aron, Ube Beis HaMikdash Lo Haya Shechina, Kamosh Amru B'chamesh Dvarim Chaser Bayi Sheini V'chulu, so then, Im Kain Lo Havi Kedusha Brumala, Ad kitifka mehashima moon vaachurban. Valachain adain hain bekdushasan kayamim vahavik levia sheniva labilas nus tolo nifka kedushas levia. Amazing. So a couple of ideas relating to the kedusha relating to our sugya of yesh kinyan and ain kinyan shel akum lahafkia midei maisus. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we get into the next section of the Masechta, and that is leket. Says the Mishnah, Ezehu leket. What is leket? So leket, as we know, is based on a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, where the Torah tells us in Perek Yutes, pasuk Tes and Yud, Uva kutzrachem es kitzir artzachem, lo sechala pasotcha leksar, that's peya, v'leket kitzircha, lo selaket, and then leket kitzircha, the gleanings of your harvesting do not gather, lo selaket, that's the pasuk in Kedoshim. And the Sefer HaChinuch has a separate mitzvah, as we know, in Reishit Ches, Reishit Zayin, Reishit Ches is Leket, La'azov HaLeket Laniyim. Again, we're going to see some of this in the Gemara, but let's just read the Chinuch to get a taste. V'hu Masha Nofal Mitoch HaMagal B'shas Ketzira. When somebody is harvesting, they hold some of the wheat in there, or the other tefuah in their hands, and they use a sickle or a scythe, and they cut. So anything that falls out of the hand at the time of the harvesting, or if you're just ripping it out of the ground, O Mitoch Yado B'shas Talisha, so then that has to be left. Shenemar Baleka Levanakatzovosam. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, look what I wrote back in Peah. So what did I write back in Peah? Let's just review that for a minute, because the same message as we start the new section of the Masechta, Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Ki Hashem Baruch Hu Ratza Lios Amo Asher Bachar Mu'utarim B'chol Midatov V'yikara. Hashem wants all of us to be Mu'utar, crowned with every wonderful good Midah, every wonderful trait. V'sheyi Elohem Nefesh Bracha V'ruach Nediva. In other words, the chinuch classically, l'shitaso, does not mention anything about because the onion has needs. No, it's about our becoming givers, our becoming perfectors of the midos, right? Like the Gemara in Masechet Baba Basra on Daf Yud, where one of the Rishonim asked Rabbi Akiva, if your God loves the poor so much, why doesn't he give them money? So what does Rabbi Akiva answer? Kadesha nitzol anu Bahem, Medina Shal Gehenim, because he wants us to be his helpers. He could give them the money, but he wants us to be givers. He wants us to be perfected with that. And then the Rasha asks, so it's like a king who wants to punish somebody and you're going against. So the Rabbi Kiva says, no, they're not, it's like not like an Eved, it's like a son, gives the mushal there, not for now. V'kfar kasavti, but the chinuch continues, ki betocha pu'ulos tispael hanefesh, V'tihya tova, v'tachul birchas Hashem ba. Right, we had in the last daf also about the Rambam, hakol lefi rov ha'maaseh. V'yein safek ki behosir ha'adam chilek echem mipeirosav b'sadeyu. If you leave some of your field for the aniyim, tireh b'nafsho sova ratzon v'ruach nachon u'mevarach, and you will perfect your midos. That's the chinuch in Reish Tezayin by Peas. The same thing applies to Reish Yud Ches, which is Leket. Midini and Mitzvah, just some of the general halachas, which we'll see by the Shem in the Gemara. Gomasha Omer Zechron Levracha, Shibolas Achas Oshtayim Leket. One or two stalks that fall down as Leket. Shalosh Einam Leket, not three, because that's too much. Klomar, Shem Naflu Shalosh Shibalim O Yoser B'yachad Miyad HaKotzer. If two or three fell from the exact same time, we'll see that Menachas Chinuch thinks that maybe it's a Tos Sofer here. Shlosh don labalasade, all three, right? Remember, Rus knew this halacha, right? Rus knew, and that's how she impressed Boaz, because she knew this din. Shein don leket el b'muat. V'dafka shenofa lekem yad hakotzer below ones. We'll see that by the Shem in a minute. Aval akiko kotz biyado v'nofal, but if he was, a thorn hit him and he dropped it because he got hurt, ein ze leket, that's not leket. And also, we'll talk about today by the Shem, suffik leket leket. Suffik leket is also leket. We'll see, that's a big discussion of the of the achronim relating to suffik leket. So we'll see shenemar, but this is based on a gemara in, that's quoted in the Bavli. Shenemar ani varash atziku tzadik mishalcha v'tein lo. If it's suffik, it might be as a rule breaker, and you have to give it to the ani. V'lo'enin be'ezem magam nohegetz mi'chayba v'onesh over alav kakol kemo bipeya. So says the Mishnah. Ezo leket ha no share bishas kitzira, anything that falls at the time that he is harvesting it. Hayakotzer katzer malo yado talash malo kumso. So either you use a kli or talash, you pulled out, you uprooted malo kumso, a fistful. So if that falls out, one or two falls out, then it's leket. But what happens if he coats v'nafal miyado laaretz? If a thorn touched his hand, pricked his hand, then it fell because he was in pain. Harizeh shabalabayis. That goes to the balabayis. That is not called leket kitzircha. Interesting. Is that telling us something lumdus wise? There is a huge discussion. Well, first, see, the bara folda, the nefila machmas ones. It's machmas ones. And therefore, what? And therefore, one could say, well, it's not his fault. He didn't want to drop it. That's one way to say it. Or you might say, that's not called kitzir a nefila. Why? Because an act that is ba'ones is not called the act, right? It's a huge discussion in many discussions of the Achronim, and that is an ones. A maisa avera ba'ones, a maisa mitzvah ba'ones, right? Do you, let's talk about a maisa avera, right? Is an avera done ba'ones, is that a maisa avera with a patur onshim, or is that not even a maisa avera? Well, you know, in halacha, there's a difference between ones and shogeg. You're never going to bring a carbon for a maisa avera ba'ones, but you are going to bring a carbon for a maisa avera b'shogeg. So that the fact that you bring a carbon reflects that it is a maisa avera, but you're not going to get killed for it. You're not going to get malchus for it. But it is a maisa avera, and that is why, for sure, it's a maisa avera with patur onshim. What about ones? Ones, there is no carbon, so maybe that reflects that it's not a maisa. But on the other hand, let's take just an extreme example, Yehari Valyavar, right? We know that the big three averis are only if one does them, those are the only three averis that one has to give their life for. But one second, if it's ba'ones, and ones is not even a maisa avera, then why is it even considered an avera, right? It's an ones. So that's not clear. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam discusses this in Perek Hay, where he talks about if somebody has supposed to be violate and not be killed, then he has to violate. And if he's killed, so then he's it's a mischayeh benafsho. That's always not supposed to do that. But the Rambam says, what happens if somebody is one of the big three? It's one of the Yehari Valyavars, and he violates. So what's the halacha? The Kol Mishenemar v'Yehari Valyavar v'Aver v'Lo Nerag Hariz Mechalel Es Hashem. And he goes into, because you only give punishment based on mazid. So the fact that one has to give their life, is that saying even if it's not a maisa aveira? Pashas, it is maisa aveira from that source. So there's different indications given. So here too, it could be that once the it falls out ba'ones, so that is not either. You might say it's just not his fault, or it's not even called a nefila. Tocha yad v'tocha magal. We continue. What if the when is it leket? If it's within his hand, it was in his hand, the stalk, and then it fell out. Or tocha magal, it was within, let's say, the circular kli to use to cut. So if it's within the sharp part, this is the way the Rosh Sirlio explains it, if it's in the mitzar chidudo, if it's in the sharp part, and then he drops it, so then it goes to the aniyim, that's like it. Achra yad v'achra magal balabais. But if it's on the opposite side, it's like his hand grabs, and he never grabbed that. It was on the opposite, the back of his hand, or the back, he put the magal in, not at the edge of the field, but it's like in the middle, so there's some behind, so that labalabais. That's that, and something falls from there, that's labalabais. That's not leket. Let's continue for a moment. Rosh hayad v'rosh hamagal. What is that? The tips. What if he falls from between, let's say, the tips of his fingers and his palm? So it's at the edge. So is that considered back, is that considered front? Rosh Hayad v'Rosh HaMagal. That's a machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel Omer L'Aniyim, Rabbi Kiva Omer L'Bala Bais. Right, machlokas about that. The Radvaz wonders in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim why the Rambam doesn't quote this halacha. He doesn't quote the Toch. He should quote, right, the halacha of Rabbi Kiva Mechavero. So why doesn't the Rambam quote this? So he says, fascinating, says the Radvaz, well, maybe the Rambam doesn't quote it because he says Toch. So once you say Toch, then anything not Toch would not be included. Right, that's the Vesukasha, my Hishmer, Rosh Hayav, Rosh HaMagal, to Plegi Barbisho Rabbi Kiva, Pavil Sakala Krabi Kiva Mechabero. Vyeshloma Duresha Dafka Mitochayan and Mitochamagal Havalaniyim. If it's inside, Mashmoha me Rosh Hayav, Rosh HaMagal, Balabalabayas, that's why it doesn't quote it, because the tips would be Mashma from the Resha. The Resha inside Toch is Chayiv, Toch goes to the Ani, so anything not Toch goes to the Balabayas. The question then he asked though is, so why does the Rambam even have to say Me Rosh on the back? May Rosh Hayam Rosh HaMagal, right? So, I'm sorry, May Achar Hayan May Achar HaMagal. Why does he have to say that? So, V'yesh Lomar, to teach me that even Shibolas Achas, Lo Havi Leket, right? You might have said two. Sagada Toch Hayan V'toch HaMagal, Shtayim Havi Leket, V'yachar Hayan V'achar HaMagal, Nachtin and Leidarko, go down one step. V'achas Miha Havi Leket, Kamash Malon, we don't say that. So, that's the Radvaz going into that discussion. Interesting parallel. I didn't see anybody make this parallel, but interesting parallel that one might have relating to this. Like if something's on the edge, at the tips of the fingers, right? So what's the halacha? So there is a Gemara in Maseches Yuma and Daf Mem Zayin that discusses, we know a Kohen has to do the kmitza, pick up the flour for a carbon mincha, and whatever is between his three fingers and his palm, that's kmitza. Anything, the Gemara says, anything that's outside the fingers on top of his hand, so that is not part of the kmitza. That's not part of the kmitza. So what happens if there's stuff, flour between the fingers? That's the Gemara's question. Bein habinayim shel mole kumso mahu. What if it's in between? So Rav Papa says, Diga v'ilo t'v'ilocha. If it's inside his hand, that's v'adei komets. If it's outside his hand, that's v'adei shirayim. Ki t'v'ilocha d'beine b'ine. What if it's in between the fingers? Mai. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Hadar Pashta, Rav Yoshua ben Choza. So there was a question. Rav Yochanan says, Rav Yoshua ben Choza, answer the question. Bein habinayim, suffik ninhu. Bein habinayim is a suffik. Asked Tosfos, what does that mean? We knew there was a suffix. The Gemara asked the question, what's the halacha bein habinayim? So he answers, the answer is, hadar pashta, it's a suffix. Says Tosfos, lo yadana, my kamar hadar pashta, hamei karanami, kavi mi boile suffix, who? We knew it was a suffix. V'shema yesh lomar, demei kara misafka, vavisafka tathla mifshak, hai bechal komets o bechal shirayim. Originally, we thought there was going to be an answer to the question. It was a suffix that was answerable. V'hadar pashta, the suffix who ve'eno balach zor v'lefshot abaya. We're not going to try to answer, ivade komets ilav shirayim, ela v'vadai, suffix ve'en adam yochol amod alav. I don't know the answer. The Gemara says, we thought there was a question, and he answered that there is no answer. Okay, very difficult, the Ritva would say. The Ritva gives a different answer. Ritva says, no, we originally thought it was mamash a suffix, we don't know. The answer is what we would call in Lambda's terms, it's a din suffix. It's vadai suffix. What does that mean? It has elements of both. And the Ritva has an amazing parallel. Vigal made that given the suffix to Gamar, my pshutu solo bayan, the Efshotachi Gamar, Benim binayim suffix, lefishu nidon kipnim u kibachutz. It has some dinim of kemitza and non kemitza. Ki suffix ben hashmashos. Sheyesh bo min hayom min alayla. The Achronim quote this Ritva as saying, ben hashmashos is a din suffix. It's a suffix that has both elements of Yom and Laila in it. It's not, you're not sure. No, it's a din suffix. It's a creation that has both elements, kind of like an androgynous, right? That's the, that's Bein HaBinayim. So maybe here too, this is like a parallel that if you have the edge, you're not sure if it's that's a machlokas about it. There, the Gemara ended up as a suffix. It's a machlokas about it. If it's on the tips, is it like inside? Is it like outside? Question. Okay. What if you find little grains in the ant holes? In the standing grain, if it's in the standing grain, then it still belongs to the balabayas because the whole standing grain wasn't cut yet by the balabayas. So it's hard to say if there's any leket in there. But if it's in the harvested grain, we'll see in the Gemara what elyonim and tachtonim are. But elyonim, that's some type of case where it's suffik leket. Suffik leket goes to the poor. Tachtonim, that's the That's not suffik, according to the Tanakhama. No, that's for sure the Baal HaBayis. Rav Meir Omer HaKol Aniyim, Shesuffik Leka Leket. Rav Meir says, no, even that's a suffik. According to most Mepharshim, both opinions hold that suffik Leket is Leket. But the question is the Tachtonim considered a suffik? And we'll have to see. This is a huge discussion, a fascinating discussion. Mikdash David has a question. Is it suffik Leka Leket? Is it Daniyim's Midin suffik Midin Vadai? Nafkamina, do Daniyim have to take Maestras from it? Because if it vade leket, leket is part of our maestras. So are we just giving it to the aniyim because I'm motzei mechaver olav araya? Or there's a din da oraisa, safik leka leket. And if that's the din da oraisa, maybe there's even a patur of maestras for the aniyim. That's the Mikdash David's fascinating question that he has in the discussion. There's also Mordechai, that many achron of the Mishnah Lamelech and the Minchas Linach, they all discuss the Mordechai at the end of Meseches Chulin. The Mordechai at the end of Chulin discusses this Chorei Hanemalim, and where the Mordechai asks, why don't you say, go after the Rove? Rove of the Kama is the Baal HaBayis. And maybe it's Rabbi Meir, Choshesh Lemiyut. No, this is Miyuta to Miyuta. So he answers, maybe it's based on the Gemara, we saw this in the Chinuch before, Ani Varash Atstiku, special din, that it will go to the Ani, or maybe it's not a Rove, called Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadami, this is the Mordechai and Chulin, Tavshin Lamed Zayin, so all the Achronim, the Mishnah Lamelech and the Minchas Chinuch, again, all talk about this Mordechai, relating to our Mishnah, about the Chorei Hanemalim, and Safek Leket, Leket. Just one more line, Tani, Veleket Kitzircha, Velokala Kotzer Biyado. So the Pashas, the Braisa, the Rishalmi is formulating it as a machlokes, maybe. Veleket kitzircha, not what you cut in your hand. Right? Our whole Mishnah was discussing whatever you cut in your hand is going to be considered a leket. But here it sounds like only if you cut it with a scythe. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, has it as a machlokes, whether it's only leket if you're doing it kiderech or not. But the Yerushalmi here seems to say that there is a kitzira only with a kli, but this Bryce is saying excluding a kli. V'dichvase, and similarly, uferet karmacha, when you have when you harvest grapes and the peret, this individual grapes fall down, lo aperet biyado. If you're doing it with your hand, the halacha would not be that case. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Maybe we'll start with toch and toch next time. Okay.